Thank you. Sounds great.
Hi there, Michael. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director here. Tara wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of our service, you know, how it works, what's included, answer any questions you have, and then also to apply a reduced rate here for your young company. Happy Thursday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Pretty good. How about yours?
Not bad. Not bad at all. Thank you for asking. Now, I do have your file here in front of me. And by the way, as a young company, the discount is pretty significant. We do offer our services on a month-to-month basis. We try to make it affordable for young companies. While we know that there is no long-term contract, our clients do stay with the service because it's profitable to be on that first page. You would actually see a savings of a little bit over 50% off of any package that you choose. Now, being that your service area is really, at this point, only 10 or 15 miles, you can get by with the local campaign. A local campaign is good for, you know, usually about 20, 25 miles, and it is going to get your phone ringing. You're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase. As long as it's a service that you offer, you know, if someone's typing in handyman near me or residential contractor, if they're looking for a specific service, as long as it's a service that you provide, and of course you will be able to tell us what services you want to be found for, we'll create that content. The businesses that are on the first page, obviously they get more phone calls. They have more opportunities to take on jobs. They're on that first page not because they've been doing it longer than you have or because they have a bigger company or do a better job than you can do. The businesses on that first page are really there, Michael, because they've got more content online relating to that search than their competitors have. So our job as a Google Premier partner is to create that content. We know that Google is currently indexing almost 70 different destinations and directories known to the public or unknown. They're all equally important. So, you know, a Yelp listing, for example, a fully optimized Facebook page for your business, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce, dozens and dozens of destinations and directories will all be talking about your company and, of course, your services and your service area. That's what the search engines search for, and that way when someone in that service area does a keyword search, your company would pop up on that first page. Now, I know Tara put in the notes here that you want specific zip codes. Now, we can target zip codes specifically, zip codes, subdivisions even, where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. We can get very detailed.
Or town names. I mean, I'm not sure how it works. You know, town names, zip codes, some sort of isolation.
Sure.
So I'm not... I don't feel like venturing out too far if I could generate the business locally. It's always nice to have the shorter commute.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And like I said, the local campaign is designed for local businesses. In fact, that local map, I'm sure you use Google yourself. You're probably familiar with that local map or that pack result that pops up near the top of the page. Yeah, I mean, that's where we all go as consumers when we need something.
Now, would this be just website-based, just Google search engine-based, or would this be on, like, Google Maps as well?
Right, yeah, so on Google Maps, you'll be on Bing, the other major search engine. Like I said, we'll create the content on almost 70 different destinations and directories. Your potential customers can find you, for example, on a Yelp listing or, you know, on a Facebook listing, but we mostly create that content so Google can see it. Most of your customers are simply going to go on Google and type in keywords related to the services you provide. As a very young company, that's quite powerful. They will not need to already know the name of your business. They just know they need someone who can do what you can do, and we'll create the content for Google to see. Now, there's not a website currently for your business, though, right?
I do have a very basic website.
Oh,
yeah, it's live.
It is live. Okay. I'll have to remind Tara actually her job.
Yeah,
to
she mentioned
that
would be a discount.
Yeah. Oh, she mentioned the discount. Yeah, okay. I see that website discount, but she didn't attach the site here. So we can use the existing website for you. Of course, our job, though, is not just to list you on that first page. It's to make sure that the people who see you there have the reasons to pick up the phone and call you. So let me go ahead and see if I can pull up that website for you. And of course, a website's a very powerful conversion tool. You know, it allows people to see the type of work that you do. They know that you do what they're looking for. But it's only as powerful as the number of eyes that can see it. And, you know, obviously if it's not popping up on that first page, it's not likely to be seen. I mean, most consumers rarely, if ever, go past that first page. What is the actual domain of that website?
Give me one second.
Sure.
I'm sorry, I just created it, and I forgot, you know, because there's a couple, you know, whatever it may be, the domain wasn't available. Let me just pull it up.
Yeah, I wanted to take a look at that.
I texted a few friends. I was hoping to find it in my text message.
Gotcha. Yeah, I do that too. I mean, I wanted to see, I mean, I know you said it's a pretty basic website. I wanted to see it. Like I was going to say, though, if you're not happy with the website that you've got, we can build, host, maintain, and even update a website for you at no additional cost. It's sometimes called a microsite. It's a one-page website, still Google compliant, mobile optimized, conversion driven. Of course, photos on there or even videos of your work, talking about your services. Testimonials of your happy, satisfied clients and things like that. And as a very new company, you do qualify not just for reduced pricing for the service itself, but I would be willing to include that website for you at no additional cost. Now, like I said, without having your website in front of me, I mean, I'm just throwing that out there. If it's something that you would want us to do, we could definitely do that for you. But the important thing is that you've got an online presence that allows people who don't already know the name of your company to easily find you and without specifically looking for you. That's what's going to get your phone ringing. I mean, it's kind of that old football adage, you know, on any given Sunday, the worst team can beat the best team as long as they're on the same playing field. Of course, the playing field in this case is the first page of Google. Most people don't go past the first page. And I'm not saying you're the worst. You can be the best. Yeah, I don't either. I never do. As long as you're on the first page, even
half of the first page.
Yeah, if you're in that first couple of listings there, you're going to get phone calls. And that's powerful. Like I said, even as a young and small company, if you're on that first page and people can see that you do what they're looking for and that there's a phone number they can call, I mean, that's what's going to happen. It is, of course, direct phone calls coming to you. There's no third party involved. You're not paying for a lead and then chasing down a lead alongside your competitors. You know, you're just going to get those direct phone calls. Tara did attach the one thing she attached. She didn't attach the website itself, but she attached an Angie Leads home advisor profile.
Yeah.
I think she might have found it when she was looking for a website. Yeah, is that a service you're using currently? Are you paying for those leads right now?
I mean, I shut them off because they're shitty leads. I can't afford these leads.
You're not the first person to say that. You've still got the active profile. You probably paid like an annual or maybe even a quarterly membership to get that going.
Yeah, they waived that. They waived that if I gave them a few hundred bucks towards leads, but I mean.
Yeah, they gave you one of those
terrible
deals.
I got you. They think they're selling you gold, and it's really bullshit.
No, yeah, I mean, they brand their services as get the free quote for the job you need, always free to use. So it's great for the homeowner who is looking for a couple of different bids. Sometimes they're looking for the cheapest guy and actually wanting to hire somebody. But most of the time they're just looking for an estimate or two to try to budget for a future project. Real quick, I'll tell you a story because I'll never forget it. This guy went out, he was a kitchen and bathroom guy. So he went out, he talked to the guy, he spent like an hour over at that place, and he was very detailed about the services he would provide and the time frame and how much it would cost. And then the homeowner says, hey, man, that's fantastic. That is way, way more money than we can afford, and I just wanted my wife to have that number so she can stop bugging me about it. And the guy's like, wait a minute, what? I mean, he had to pay for that lead, spent an hour, not to mention the time he drove out there, to give that guy the estimate just so that guy could tell his wife, stop bugging me, we can't afford to remodel the kitchen. I mean, that's not what you want, right? That's insult to injury when you're paying
absolutely
for that
not.
Lead. That's time wasted and money wasted. Time is money, you know, and time wasted is money
absolutely.
Wasted. But time
I
well
wasted
spent.
Hours and hours calling their bullshit lead. It was very frustrating.
Then,
I got credit back to some
spend,
of that.
Then you spend hours on top of that calling them to tell them about the BS lead that you got. Nobody answered the phone, or he cussed me out for calling him, and you know, they give you credits to a point, but then they cut you off after a certain point and you know, make you pay for that lead anyway. So, you know, the reason that I asked about it, of course, you know, it's attached here. It's an active profile. Maybe it'll stay active for a year, however long they leave it up there. But, you know, we have nothing at all to do with them. Obviously, their job was to send and sell you leads, and they turned around and sent and sold those same leads to your competitors. With us, your success is our success. We offer our services on a month-to-month basis. It's a flat rate. You know, of course,
what
it
is the flat rate?
Well, the local campaign, like I said, I think you can do just fine with the local campaign. If you're telling me, you know, I want to go 50 miles, then we would say let's add some paid ads on top of it to kind of strengthen that and expand on it. The local map that we're talking about here, Google puts businesses in that map that are fairly close to the person doing that search. 15, 20 miles is perfect for you. If you're looking 30, 40, 50 miles away, someone doing that same search would probably end up seeing a different result with your competitors that are closer to them than you are. But the local campaign, I think, would be perfect for a 15 or 20 mile radius. It's a 50% reduction in the cost of any package. In this case, you would save $200 a month and bring your rate down from what would have been $399 to exactly $199. And when I say exactly, it's to the penny. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees. The calls come to you. You're not paying for the lead, the click, the call, or the job. You're not paying a percentage of your profits.
All right, let's do it. That sounds reasonable. Let's do it. You don't have to keep pitching me, brother. You sold me.
Well, I do want you to know you'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting and where that work is coming from. Now, is it
okay.
The Ace of Trades? Is that how you want the business to appear online?
I mean, you know, that's the thing.
We can change it at any
Ace
point.
Ace of Trades is the parent company. I've got
okay.
Ace of Trades Painting. I've got Ace of Trades Locksmith. I've got Ace of Trades Swimming Pool Company.
Oh, okay.
You know,
I hear you.
I've been trying to focus on general areas by
right.
just putting
gotcha.
The Ace of Trades in front of, you know,
sure.
I have one parent company and I'm doing business as. So, I mean, what do you think? I've been trying to focus on the painting and pools right now. I really
uh-huh.
put the rest of the handyman business on hold.
Okay. So, if you want to focus more on the
painting.
Yeah, we could do that. That's exactly what I was going to say. And that's a little bit more specific to the service that you most want to be found for. And, of course,
right.
we'll emphasize that on all the content that we'll create for you. And is it residential and commercial, or are you kind of just doing residential right
yes.
now?
Yeah,
residential
both.
And commercial, both. Did you have a preference
yep.
of one over the other, or you kind of like the mix as it comes?
I could care less. I mean,
yeah.
both are
yeah, work is work, right?
I
and
guess commercial
those,
might be, you know,
yeah.
commercial might be a bigger job. You know, most businesses are bigger than homes, you know, larger
sure.
rooms, depending on it. You know, you've
yeah.
got small businesses with small offices, but,
right.
you know, it's nice to get the big commercial jobs. But, no, I'm not picky. I
Perfect.
Mean, both is great.
Yeah, and that's good to know because, like I said, it'll be very targeted marketing, focusing on, you know, the work that you want to provide. So we can target both residential and commercial, and that will be in the content that we create. So let's say someone types in commercial painter near me or residential painter, what have you. Is it the phone number that we're speaking on that you want your customers to call, the 413-477-5576?
Yep, oh, sorry, no. It's 516. 424-2574.
So I've got 516-424-2574. That'll be the business,
yeah.
right? is
correct.
the number that we are speaking on, is this still a good number for us to reach you, not to promote for your
business? Yeah, that's
to contact
fine.
You?
That, you know, right. Here's the thing is that I'm based in Long Island, but I also do a lot of
Got
work
it.
Up in Massachusetts.
The
413
okay.
number is the Massachusetts number.
Right.
And
right,
I wouldn't mind tweaking some zip codes up there at a future date, but right now I want to focus on Long Island.
And we can do that. Yeah, we can definitely do that at a later date. It would require targeting that area specifically, maybe with some paid ads. You are service-based, though, right? You always go out to the customer. There's actually no brick-and-mortar, no showroom.
Storefront, right.
No storefront, no address for us
service
to promote for the business online. Okay. I did see that address on Long Island, though, the address on the Angie's or Home Advisor profile, the 47 Hemlock Ave. Is that your residence? You still there? I think I might have lost you. Michael, I don't know if you've got me on speakerphone or not. Michael, hello? My call's still active, so it didn't hang up, but I can't hear you at all. I may need to give you a call back. Yeah, I'm not sure what happened. Michael, I'm going to have to call you back. I'm not sure if you can hear me at all, but I definitely cannot hear you, but I am going to hang up on this call and call you right back.